Stone County does not maintain that gravel road.
Correct. Not at this time.
So they don't own it.
Where I'm going is I'd have to see some guaranteed road improvements before I could support it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who you'd be able to talk to bring in a concrete plan, and you know, we're going to blacktop this thing with 3 inches of sub base and 2 inches of asphalt. It's going to be 24 feet wide. We're going to paint it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to do. And then I'd be more inclined to maybe work with you on this thing. But
sure, would that be? I mean, you could always. I don't know if you could require that or have some kind of. I don't know if you have. I'm saying,
Stone County to do anything.
Sure.
Yeah. You could just require an off-site improvement where the roadway access would be 22 foot, either edge of pavement, or at minimum a chip seal road, 22 foot wide.
Yeah, improve the road.
Built to specs.
Yeah, built to.
Yeah, improve the road.
It would be built
County
to a
over.
Specification.
Right? Yeah.
So my question to you then would be, if we were to develop this into anything, right, residential property or a zoo or, you know, whatever, playground, somebody's going to have to improve that road at some point. I mean, I don't know the best way to say it, but how do you limit the use of a particular property based on the existing road? You know what I mean? I'd be willing to do whatever you needed to do to help support your decision, like Mike said. I'm just trying to think through the process.
Off-site improvements are not unusual with developments, whether it be sewer main, water main, or roadway improvements, whether it's an improvement for MoDOT or the city or the county. So this would be a similar condition wherein the developer would be required to improve the road from a stated point to a stated point, that it would be a minimum 22 foot wide. And if the county doesn't maintain and the owners don't complain, there'll be no objection to improve the road. Because the county has no stake in the improvement if they're not maintaining it. The only ones who do would be the homeowners who use it. And as long as they're agreeable, then the improvement could proceed.
It touches the road.
Because it's a private, it's in an easement. It's in a platted easement. However, it's not maintained by the county. They're not going to claim any interest. Because if they do, then there's a liability and an obligation associated with that improvement.
My experience in Stone County is that they'll take over a road if it's built to their specs.
Sometimes, yes, sometimes no, but yes, it's typical that they would.
And there's that one property there on that photo there, you know, is kind of close to a driveway, so there might be a case where there's a property owner that, you know, might have. I don't know how you would adjust the road, but I guess we would have to adjust the road within the easement on the other side of that property owner's driveway.
Well, those are nuances we would just figure out in
okay.
the field.
Okay.
Right away, wherever it is.
Yeah, we can meander. We
okay.
can meander.
If somebody's on it, then that's their problem. You should just right away.
Okay, gotcha.
Do you plan on trying to turn it over to the county?
I think that would be one of the goals, just for the purposes of longevity of the road and maintaining it and for snow plowing and that sort of thing. That would, if that's something that worked out cost-wise, and again, our goal was to try to work with the neighbors to share some cost, but it sounds like that may not be an option now based on some of the feedback we've gotten. But, yeah, if that was an opportunity, that's something we would shoot for.
Well, like Taney County, it would have to be built to our road standards and then petition and then go in front of the commission to take it. But
that would be similar, Devin. If
strict, I mean, we try to make them follow the standards, and then
sure.
when we take them in, they're pretty well ready to go.
You know they're
right.
good. Yeah.
If you pursued the county to take it over.
Correct.
Do you know whether they have pretty well the same policies on taking over roads as we do or not?
I have no idea.
No, I didn't know whether you knew or not.
I just had one experience with them, and they did take over some roads that were marginal. That they didn't meet all the requirements, but they did take them over because the home subdivision had been built out.
So there was some language in the title work that showed that Levitt Lane was an easement by necessity, and that crosses across three or four different property owners. Levitt Lane, you can see it right there, just below the property there. But our attorney told us that because Tall Tree Road touches our property and we can access it, that would negate an easement by necessity. So we already have access to the land. That's the only way in. So somebody's going to have to develop that land at some point, and that's the only way in. So someone's going to have to improve the road at some point, regardless of how you use the land. So that's our, you know, catch-22.
I just have a hard time supporting 60 houses, nightly rentals or not, at the end of a one-lane road.
I mean, a lot of what winds up on the lake is a one-lane road. You know, you just drive down the road to get to that parcel that's on the lake. So
those aren't my fault.
I know they're not your fault, but it's not.
Have you driven that road?
No, but it's not an uncommon condition. The only thing that's uncommon is the condition of the road. Right.
I drove the road and got out and measured it in a number of spots and looked at the turns on it and to see if that there was going to be room for a trailer and equipment to be parked there. And lo and behold, when I got to the end of the road, there was already equipment parked there.
There is.
You know, I may have a picture of it in my phone here, but
I've got one. It's pretty chewed up just from the travel that's been. I've been all at Rocky and trying to.
Have they?
Yeah, getting on top of the clay that's bumping through it.
But, okay.
You know, I understand what you're saying about it wouldn't matter if it was not your rental or just a bunch of homes. I mean, you have the right to buy the property and try to do something with it. But somebody's got to do the road.
Correct.
And to go in there and just start building homes without that road being totally ready to handle that, this is just before we even start to talk and listen to what people are here for. This doesn't make sense to me. You know, if there was some guarantee that that was going to be built like a county road and this is going to be a legitimate subdivision, not your rentals or homes, then maybe I could think a little more about it. But right now, it's without that kind of a guarantee, I mean, you're just asking for
rezoning.
I mean,
and we don't know exactly how many homes we're going to put in there, but we thought that 66 would be the max that we could. So we thought we would present it kind of in that framework. But like I said, how would you get anybody to improve the road unless they knew what kind of zoning they could get?
Usually, my experience is somewhat limited, is the developer would stand the cost for the road because he's the one who stands to gain everything that's going to happen.
Sure,
and
sure.
And you hope at some point the county takes it over and maintains it.
Right.
Yeah, that would be an off-site improvement by the developer.
Yes.
That would cost would be...
Yeah, it would be a substantial cost.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the decision is do you approve the rezoning with the condition that the road's improved? You got to prepare plans that need to be...
Right. I understand.
So there's a process we got to go through. He's got to go through all the economics. So to rezone it with the condition, I mean, is it not what you would do is place that condition on the rezoning?
Makes sense to me. Yeah.
My concern with that road being in Stone County, is there... We can't answer for them or put any conditions in another county. Would you consider going and talking with them and find out if they have the same type of standards that Taney County does and come back with a proposed plan?
We
what
could.
They require and what you're going to be obligated to possibly do?
Sure. We'd be willing to put in whatever legwork necessary, of course. We are kind of constrained by the real estate contract and the timelines within that contract. So we would be asking for some grace from the seller for those timelines. So that's something we would have to navigate. No, it is under contract. We have it under contract. And, you know, we are the representatives for them at this point.
that road all the way from your property down to the highway. That's going to take a lot of gas.
Well, and the question is, I mean, we may not need to improve it all the way down to the highway. It's really only a gravel road kind of from that last bend there. And it's wide enough. It's actually paved.
There's about 6/10 of a mile.
Right. That's a good way to say it, yep.
So that condition for that offset improvement could be, you could require the developer to put a bond up for that improvement as part of the development. That way you could ensure that the road gets paved because there's a bond for that improvement. And that standard, even though you're not in the county, you could put a standard on what you would want that to be. Even though you don't control it, you can still drive the specification. It's a private, it would be a contract between you and, the developer. Where you could say, this is what we want. If you want to do it, this is what we'll approve. Regardless of Stone County, because like I said, they don't maintain it now. So they have no obligation or concern for that road. That's obviously why it's in the condition it's in.
Well, I know a few years ago they did have a moratorium on taking in any additional roads. I mean, economics was one
right.
thing. They may have changed their...
It hasn't changed much.
Much. So, but what their requirements are for a road, I mean, it'd be difficult for us to speak for another county's road.
No.
Even though it's a public road, we have a lot of public roads within Taney County that it's up to the public to maintain.
So if it was the same pavement section as Stone County for that type of development, that would be acceptable because they do have a design standard. And so all you'd have to do is pull that pavement section and say, this is what it would be. This is the cost. This is the bond amount. This is what we're going to build, and you're free to inspect it.
And let's say Stone County didn't want to take it over, and it was just a private road at that point, and we improved the road going to the property, just regardless of Stone County taking it over or not.
You're going to have a good road in winter.
Right. I don't think anyone would buy a $700,000 home with a road that's a little cantankerous.
I know you guys were discussing this a minute ago, but I couldn't hardly hear Doug. Is this platted a public road or just a platted easement on this part in Stone County?
It's an easement with public use.
It's the subdivisions were platted. When they were platted, the roads were turned over for public and private use. It says public and private use.
If it's public, it's not private.
Correct. If it's one or the other.
Randy, when you go to
that's
the
what GIS, it said in the
it
language.
Works just like Taney County's. There's no tax ID or there's no tax number. They've been taken off the tax book like platted public road.
They're a platted public road,
correct.
So it's up to the public to improve and maintain.
Yes.
Where, regardless if Stone County takes over maintenance.
Correct.
So who maintains the road now?
The homeowners would be responsible.
They do. They are responsible. And they have recently improved it.
So to switch gears a little bit, we're talking about the road. Now we need to talk about the rezoning itself, what they want to go to. I mean, there's been no public comment, no anything. I mean, just going.
Well, you got to go through your public hearing still.
I mean,
I don't know what you're asking, but.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean.
We beat the
old
issue
to death.
We beat the
old issue
to death.
If you're ready to move on, ask your vice chair to ask for anybody for or against the project. Let anybody from the public that's here to speak for or against the project, if he's ready to move forward.
I think we need to move forward on this, and let's hear what the people have to say that live down in that area, and then we can come back to this because we're just seem to be going in circles now and not gaining anything. So is there anyone else here that wants to speak in favor of this? I didn't